Since it's Tuesday, it must be Sinagra Day. And he, of course, the fine doctor in charge of the Sunrise Medical Center. We told you about the great Sunrise Medical Center of Sayville. Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. Call for a free consultation with the great doctor, 631-563-1444. Most doctors always say what's wrong. Sinagra says, you know what? It's about making you right. And he'll tell you how to do that. Always great to help. You had a great. So I tell you, Sinagra sent me some baby pictures of the lovely Seraphine. I'll tell you, I can see a little resemblance with the great doctor. I'm not kidding. I see a little resemblance there with young Seraphina there.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
That is no knock on the lovely Stephanie, by the way. But I definitely see. I'm not kidding. I see this. Doc sent me a little video of young Seraphina in the high chair having some pudding or whatever it was. But I actually saw similarities facially from the smile. I could see a little similarity there. A little bit.
Yeah, it was mashed sweet potatoes, not pudding. But
okay, whatever.
Good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well. Ready to kick off another week. Ready to reopen, baby. I am ready
for
reopening tomorrow.
Hey, Jay, it gets harder each week to come on from a health perspective on your show and talk about this issue from a health standpoint, because it's become so politicized. It's getting to the point where, you know, health and data and statistics right now, what do you think? You think it's more based on health, or is it based on politics, some of the actions that we see going on in the country?
I can't go on listen, to me, it's not all about the science and data anymore. It's not, because it's the unknown, you know, the fact that surfaces now. You don't have to be afraid of countertops and whatnot. They've changed that whole deal. It's about the mask wearing. You know, they've changed distancing. It's shifted back and forth. Listen, we have shifted. It's like a chess match going on here for 10 weeks. You know, it's about putting facts out there now.
Well,
listen, there's so much that has gone into this.
What I find very disturbing is we keep calling people experts, and yet you just said it. The experts have been so wrong, they changed their mind back and forth. And I always felt that, you know, being an American and coming on, especially after Memorial Day, where, you know, we really celebrate the people that gave their lives for our freedom, shouldn't things that totally infringe upon our constitutional and civil rights, should they not be based on rock solid science? But we don't see that now. You know, you just mentioned the counter surfaces, and you mentioned, you know, the way that they said one thing, and I think FEMA said that. About a month ago, FEMA said by the end of May, there'd be 200,000 new cases of COVID. And the results came in over the weekend. It was 18,000. That's 90% wrong. That's dramatic. And now what we've done is we've opened up Pandora's box to politicians. And we're getting these insane mandates from the governor of Michigan. And the governor of Illinois, they're making things that are just rules and regulations that are just bizarre at best.
Yeah, listen, you're right, Pratsky and Whitmer. You know, listen, Whitmer, I think, is getting pre-tested for a VP possibility here as Biden's vice president. Listen, the fact of the matter is people are fed up here. They want to get back. You can do so, I think. I've said this a million times. If you do it safely, I have no problem with it. Phase one tomorrow, you're still going to have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks to get these other phases in play. Listen, it's beyond reproach right now as far as how dire it is, okay, for people to get back in. You don't even know if those businesses are going to be around. That's how much of a hit they have taken. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, with this unknown and everything else, you have listened, you know, I've heard all along, listen, it's about science, it's about data, here are the maps, here are the charts, and everything else. And well, here we go again, you know.
So of all the things Nothing confounds me or I find more disturbing than when people just accept things without questioning it. And there is nothing more disturbing than social distancing. Now, let me explain. We just accept it. Every TV commercial has social distancing. So be safe. So social distancing is not healthy for healthy people. And the CDC came out this weekend and said that the death percent of COVID is 0.03%. But every time we talk about opening up, we talk about being safe and social distancing. Number one, that's not based on science. So what we're basically saying is we know who's vulnerable. It's 0.03%. But what we're going to do is we're going to have 99.7% of the population social distance. The energy that that takes, the amount of energy, time, wasted staff, wasted police, you know, nothing disturbs our very existence more than social distancing. And let me explain. Under the parameters of social distancing, we can't go to ball games, we can't go to weddings, we can't go to funerals. We can't have family parties. We can't go back to work. We can't get a restaurant up to full capacity. We can't do anything. Every facet of our life is destroyed by social distancing, and people just accept that this is the norm and this is good and it's health. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for us from an immune standpoint or an immunological standpoint, not interacting with our environment and other people, but from other issues in terms of emotional health, of financial health. So why are we just accepting? Also, the other thing that social distancing does, it empowers these knucklehead moronic politicians to put out these mandates. If you can have 10 people in a room, you can have 100. If you can have 50 people in a restaurant, you can have 100. If you can have 100 people on the beach, you can have 1,000. It's ridiculous. We know who's vulnerable. Take that time, energy, and money, and let's protect the 0.03%. We could open pre-COVID today. Fill up Yankee Stadium, go to a Met game, go see Pearl
Come
Jam.
On.
We could do it. We could do it. This whole idea. I'm telling
Doc,
you we can. I've been saying this all along. This is wrong.
You're getting crazy. You mean to tell me you're willing to go to Yankee Stadium with 48,000 people in the Bronx? Are you out of your cotton picking mind? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because I'm not one of the 0.03%. And if I'm not
going
to come home and interact with someone who's in the 0.03%, where most of them are in nursing homes, and most of them have the worst health because of many other factors, yes, I would go to Yankee Stadium. Yes, I would go to a packed Penn Station on my way to a Ranger game. Yes, I would go to a 200-people wedding. Why not? We know who's vulnerable. Keep
Get
those
it,
people
but you know
out.
Something? It's still human transmission, this thing.
But,
okay?
James, you go along
you
those
have
lines,
to keep,
then you're
going to tell
accept
me,
this new normal. You like this new normal? You think this
new
is
normal,
how we're going to live?
This is it. This is a new, yes. This is a new way of life until we get the end all. I've said this a million times. Until we get that vaccine, Ron Sinagra, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll live with it. But here's the thing.
You and the
I will
vaccine,
slowly, listen to me,
God.
Hold on a minute.
You like hanging out
finish.
With Jonas Salk.
Let me,
What's wrong?
Let me finish.
We 99.7% of the people aren't going to die, and you think a vaccine is the answer to restoring our nation? That's
Let
crazy.
Let me finish. You're not going to see fans in the stadiums throughout this year. You have to be smart. We have to distance. We can integrate back in place, but we're going to have to do it slowly but surely. Listen, you just made
Explain
a statement.
Explain to me
you
your
no
answer.
Problem.
Why?
You have
Why?
No problem being in a room with 100 people. Are you out of your mind? Not me.
Explain
I'm not
to me why.
I am not taking that chance. Sorry. Not
why?
Taking the chance. Because
Are
I'm not.
Are you one of the 0.03%? Do you
How
feel
do I
that
know?
You have an
How
underlying comorbidity or you're that ill that you can't do that?
There could be somebody asymptomatic with this thing and still transfer that virus. You still
Wait a minute.
Have to be.
That's another thing, too. I'm glad you brought that up. That study was so flawed, and I don't believe it. Because understanding any kind of basic biochemistry and virology, you understand that the total viral load has to be so low in someone to be asymptomatic, that this whole idea that non-symptomatic people are going to give it, they're using these things to control our whole entire life, and it's not based on science. It's actually... No, I was going to say another word. I forgot. I'm not just talking to you on the phone.
What's the next thing? What's the next thing? This was all contrived. It's not real. It's the government.
No,
it's putting it out there. There's a virus out there, sir.
It's coming down to the statistics are just like and very similar to flu in death toll and in terms of vulnerability. So the idea that we never acted this way before for flu, and now we're going to change every fabric of our society. What you're saying is we're never going to be able to get back to our normal life.
Didn't say that. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm not going to walk down the steps of Penn Station waiting for a train with 1,500 people present there.
Well, then how the hell are you going to open up Manhattan? How are you going to get everyone that lives on Long Island, New Jersey, and Connecticut into Manhattan to go to work?
Guess what? I didn't say open up Manhattan. I said open up Long Island already, and you could do so. It should have been done already.
When did you plan to open up Manhattan? You have to
do it methodically and safely, because right now we know one thing. This virus is transmitted human to human. You're telling me you want me to wait for a train on a platform, station number platform 50, okay, taking the train back to Ronkonkoma from Penn Station.
Yes, and I want you to buy a dirty hot dog from the guy in the street, a dirty water dog, and I want you to go back to a Ranger game, and I want to go to a Met game, and I want to live my life again.
The Ranger game, by the way.
This is the same as the flu. We didn't react this way over the flu. We didn't put all these restrictions on our life over the flu, and the percentages are falling out to be very, very similar. And I think if you would have taken away the hysteria that the media put in, our hospitals never would have even come close to being threatened of that, besides the fact that most of those hospitals were never even used.
The flu!
The extra ones we built.
Listen,
so I'm just saying that if you ever want to restore life again over something that kills 0.03%, you're going to let that destroy the whole fabric of our society. I find that insane.
Well, you know what I find insane? I find insane the fact that if we don't have a cautious approach to this, we're going to be spiking as well as some of these other states. 18 of them have spikes right now because they're being stupid.
Florida didn't have a spike.
When I see pictures of the Ozarks and everything else this weekend, people shoulder to shoulder in a body of water. I mean, come on. I mean,
that's not being smart.
It's not being smart. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. It's not making sense. If we know who the 0.03% is, what is wrong with us being out and being social?
You know what I think makes sense? The fact that we were approaching 100,000 deaths in this country. Okay? Think about that. That's more than the number of U.S. troops.
And number one, that 100,000 deaths is not real. We know this. You read the articles.
It's not real,
huh? You've seen it in the Times. How when the people were in the hospitals, they labeled COVID deaths. Someone with stage 4 cancer died and also had COVID. They put it as a COVID death. And the hospital got more money per COVID death. We all know this. This is out there. It's true. This isn't
a
conspiracy thing I'm bringing up. The COVID deaths are going to be very similar to 2017-2018 flu. It's probably around 50,000 to 60,000, not 100,000.
Okay, still,
so
you want to know something?
That they blew
it's
those
still
way out
that
of
number. The number is higher. You know it. It's more than the number of troops killed in the Korean, the Vietnam wars combined. You know what?
Yeah,
that
I know,
tells
but you didn't
me
say anything about that.
That tells
the flu
me we
ago.
Got something here, my friend. That tells me we have something here. We still have to be cautious in our approach. We can't go back to Yankee Stadium yet. We can't wait for trains, bunched together, going into
when
a
is it
train.
Going to
Come
be
on.
Okay. When?
I don't know.
When is it going to be
okay? Keep listening to my show, and I'll tell you when.
What makes it not okay today, but makes it okay in 2 weeks from now or a month? According to that logic, it never makes any sense to change it. So then we accept this as the new norm based on something that has flu type.
What I'm trying to put forth is I don't want to see a spike. I don't want to see another round like 18 states are going through right now. I don't want to see New York or Long Island, what's going on in Arkansas right now, because they're too stupid to realize it. That's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see that.
I apologize.
That I don't want to see.
Arkansas.
But you can't tell me it's conspiracy city here. Please. Is it a conspiracy? Let me ask you. Is it a conspiracy? Let me ask you a question.
I'm just telling you that you want me to come on and give a different viewpoint. I think we could open up pre-COVID today, and I think that in a month from now, when you have me on, or 2 months, we'll look back and say, you know what? You were right. At the end of May, you said we could have opened up pre-COVID, and we know who's vulnerable. Instead of disrupting the lives of 99.7% of us, take that time and energy to protect the 0.3%. Take the money, the time, the manpower that we're spending on ratting out kids in a skateboard park or calling the police on people sitting in a beach. Take that time, energy, and money and protect the 0.03%, and we'd be fine. And we'd be able to get back to our lives and bring back our economy. This is a $4 trillion debacle. $4 trillion. That's
I'm
more
with
than
you.
We spent since we've been in Afghanistan since 2000. 19 years in Afghanistan, we spent what we spent in 2 months right here with COVID. That's craziness. And what's going to happen if there's another outbreak of something else? We're going to do this again?
Listen,
the country's going to fold.
All I'm saying, I'm not asking for everything to be shut. I want things to open up. I wanted things to open up weeks ago. You know that. But we got to do it smartly. This isn't just the flu, my friend. This is flu on steroids. And no matter what you say, we still have a lot of people that have died over this. We got to be very smart
in
our approach.
By no means,
very smart.
By no means am I underplaying the people that have suffered losses in their family.
Right.
I understand that. I'm trying to take a step back and look at it from an epidemiological standpoint, from a socioeconomic standpoint. By no means do I mean to do that.
Listen. Always a pleasure to have you. You know that. And by the way, you choose the viewpoint that you want to go with every week, and I'll, you know, I might agree with you, or I might disagree with you, as in the case today.
This is fun.
I hear you. You keep sending me those videos because
that
we both agree on makes sense. What you sent me, good stuff. Thanks.
You have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.